situation.
This call is being recorded.
I am turning this over now to our dear brother and my friend, beloved Ashtar. He has an important and timely announcement to make here. I am Ashtar. These times that we can be together are very fulfilling times, not only for us, but for those of you that are awaiting these many changes that are coming, that some that are already here. But as always, we always caution you to not look only to the future, but to be in the present moment now. For that is all you have. You only have the now. The past will soon be forgotten in many respects. The future has not yet been written. But each and every moment of your life, you are preparing that story that is yet to come. Know this, that everything around you begins to crumble. Everything that you've known begins to fall apart in many respects. It is not to spread fear, certainly, for we would never do that. But it is to let you know that the paradigm that you have come to understand in this 3D illusionary world is coming apart, is coming down. Each and every day it comes down just a little bit more. Until one of these mornings you will awaken. The paradigm that you have known for so long begin to fall into your rear view mirror, and more will be forgotten, because you will have moved through this transition, through this ascension process. You will have come into those higher vibrations that have been spoken of for so long now. You will know that you have finally arrived at what Sananda has called the finish line, what others call the new beginning, the new age of Gaia, the new Nova Earth. All of these things are yet the same. But you yourselves are not going to be the same. Not the same as you have always known yourselves. For those of you that are the light workers, and many are now becoming the warriors, the light warriors, the ones that are ready to take action, the ones that are ready to move forward, and share the sword of light and truth that you will all be holding. Not only Archangel Michael that carries the sword. He has entrusted this sword to all of you now as well. You will all be carrying this forth. All of those up here on our ships are in preparatory mode to move at a moment's notice. As soon as that signal is given, we are expecting a great deal to occur in the very near future. Much is about to shift and change. You are receiving much information now. Many truths are coming forward. Those truths shall indeed set you free. In order for those truths to come forward, it takes more of you, the light warriors, the ones who are sharing the light now. It takes much of you to bring this about, bring these truths to come forward. Because you are the audience. You are the ones these truths are meant for now. You are the ones that are in the awakening stages. You are also the ones that will assist others in awakening. You have heard many times, without you, we would not be able to do what we are doing. And without us, you would not be able to do what you need to do going forward. Expect now in the next days and weeks a great many things to come forward, many truths to be revealed, some from unexpected places, unexpected ones to come forward. You have already heard of a few. More are coming forward. More are going to bring information. Information that has long been in the shadows is now coming into the light, just as all of you are. I am Ashtar. I will be with you very much so in this coming advance. If not more physically in person, certainly as a consciousness to be with you. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you. Greetings. One who serves here to continue in this process, to continue to bring you along in these many ways that we are doing, and to prepare you for much that is coming. Not so much just this coming weekend in your advance, but in many things that are coming forward, many things that are going to happen. But as you know, that it is not that you do not focus on the things that are now, in the moments that you are in, to find that joy in every moment now. Because this is what you have now. This is your life. And every moment of your life, you are creating that which is going to be the future of your life. So continue to move in the direction of spreading the light wherever you can, because that is your mission, people. That is what you came here to do. Each and every one of you that are on the phone, are here in person, each and every one of you came here to do this, to spread the light. This is why you are here. This is why you are still attending this group and being a part of this. Because you are the ones that are being trained in many respects to be the ones that are the emissaries, the way showers, the ones to go forward and share the light with all that you come in contact with. And yes, the James is correct. You are going to be receiving this from Sananda this coming weekend, when he is going to be sharing much more about the 12 tables and your relationship to these 12 tables, these councils that are going to be formed in the coming times here. So we would say, be ready for that. We would say, be ready for a great deal more than that. Many experiences, many happenings, many fun things that are going to be shared, and even a show or two is going to be there for you to keep you amused, to keep you awake, And to keep things rolling along, we're going to have different types of experiences that are going to be had for this. Do you have questions now for one who serves? Oh, yes. Always we forget this. Moses, are you getting everyone unmuted?
Yes, Master.
Moses, have you fallen asleep? There you are, Moses, yes. We know we love you.
Well, I have a question.
Yes, is everyone back to being unmuted here?
Well, I am.
There we go. Now we're hearing some others there. Good. Very good. All right. Yes, Rita.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My question.
Okay, I'm sorry. My question is that YouTube about the final transmission by Commander Ashtar, I've been a little concerned about the end of that when it said that he was going to tear him apart. Was that exact words, or did I misunderstand that? That doesn't sound like him. And I'm wondering if that was true, if that YouTube was really from my brother and my other better half.
We find that as you are asking this question, Rita, you already know the answer to that.
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
You already know that it did not resonate with you.
No, it didn't.
There. So that is your answer. If it does not feel right, it is not right. You see? If it does not resonate within you, then it would be best to move along and consider it to be somewhat misinformation. Not that it is not entirely accurate. Now, we are speaking of much other information, not only this one. Some can be very accurate, and others can be what you might call figments of one's imagination that they have thrown in. This can be there. It can also be purposeful misinformation that is brought out in these ways. So all channeling, all of these types of communications are never 100% correct. Even when the point is that, or when the one is into a complete trance state, such as the Edgar Casey and others that have been in these types of trance states, even those are not always 100% correct. So you always have to understand that the one that is these messages are coming through is being filtered through their particular personality and all of this. So you always have to understand this as this comes through. Even this one we are speaking through now, it is being filtered through his personality. This is why we are able to do some things through this one that we cannot do through others and would not even attempt to. Such as the one who has come and sang and things of this nature to you and told jokes and all of these types of things. You see? So more directly to your answer, that answer must come from within yourself here, and you already have that answer. Okay, Rita?
Yeah, thank you. You are absolutely correct, as usual.
We think so. Yes.
Thank you. I love you.
Other questions here? Nothing else?
Hello, the one who serves. Yes. Hiya. Rhea. Hello. Rita,
yes.
And Rhea. Hello. I resonated with what Rita just said then, 100%. The ending of the transmission was a little bit off. And I didn't resonate with it either. So I totally understand how Rita feels then. Yes, you have to go within to kind of discern that. And I had to discern that as well because I wasn't too sure on that. And I just wanted to ask, when we feel your presence around us, when we feel your consciousness around us. This is you, this is Sananda, this is Ashtar, this is Kuai Ying, this is Athena, this is everyone. I feel, and I can feel it, I can feel you around me, but I still can't 100% see yet, but I can slightly see at the side of my eye. And they call that, I'm trying to think of the word, provincial eye or something like that. So when we can, so at the moment we can only feel your consciousness and see maybe a small outline. But my, I'm talking about people who are autistic, because I have two friends who I'm in another group with who are mildly autistic, yet they can really see. Now, this, they must see from a different spectrum. Is that why we can't see, but they can see? They can see more than what I can see.
They can see more than you can see in this respect because they are more open to it. They are not held in the programming, you might say, that you have come under in contact with over the many, not only this lifetime, but many lifetimes. Lifetime after lifetime, you have been in the programming here by the cabal. That has that which has created this illusion that is here. And as you continue to be ensconced within that, then you continue to not be able to see through the veil. But as you are beginning to understand, we hope here more and more, that there really is no veil there and never really has been. It is only the illusion that has been pulled over your eyes here. But as soon as you realize that, you can then remove that illusion, remove the veil, and it will no longer be there to obstruct you from seeing those things, yes, that you are saying these autistic ones are able to be aware of. They are not in that programming such as you are. You see?
Yeah, I've been doing my surrendering protocols, and every time I meditate, I surrender any limitation, any programming or conditioning. I'm really, really, really doing my best with my mastery. But I can feel, and I could just about make out an outline, but I still fully can't see a conscious being. But I am, really am.
It will come. It is coming. It is coming for all of you as you continue to move through this transition. You will be amazed at the things that will open up to you, as to seeing through into other dimensions will be there for you as you continue along. And we have told you previously to be ready for that, because it will be shocking in many respects for you as this happens. Okay. Think in terms of, as you spoke earlier in your group discussion, when one is seeing something out of the, through the corner of their eye, and they turn and it is no longer there. And it happens again, and they turn and it is not there. And they begin to wonder, am I just imagining that, or is there really something there? Well, one of these times you will turn and there will be something there. And to determine at that point what your reaction is will determine whether it will continue to open up for you. You see? If you show fear, it will go away, and it will not come back too quickly after that. So it is the same thing when you come in contact with those from above, in terms of the galactics that are there waiting to be reintroduced back into your lives here. It is the same thing with them. As they appear to you, in whatever way it is, if you show fear, they will move away and you will not be approached any time again soon after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
We need to move on and see if there are any other questions here. Give others a chance. Anyone else out there want to ask a question? Not, we will release channel here.
I have a question.
Yes.
I hope it's not a silly or redundant question, but some people are saying online and various things that the Earth is flat and we're in a matrix. And could you just shed some light on that flat Earth situation, please?
We would ask you to go within yourself here And think about that question. And how would that be possible for the earth herself to be flat? Think about that. And think in terms of what has come before this. True, you have not yourself been out in space and can be able to look down and see the earth as a sphere. So
yes.
That is correct. You have not been able to do that yet. But many have been able to. And do they report it back as something that is flat? How could that even be possible?
Right. So it's a cabal. It's a cabal originated thing, correct?
No.
Yes.
No, it is not a cabal originated. It is originated by those who want to find some acclaim, some type of fame in their lives, you might say, and are attempting to prove something that they believe within themselves. And certainly, as they attempt to prove this, it will be shown that it is unproven to be that way. You understand
exactly
what we say here? There is much in terms of mysteries that are going to be revealed as you move through this process. Much, much that is going to be revealed. And there are so many things that are going to be sometimes very shocking that are going to be, such as what you talked about earlier with your religious movements and all of this. Much of this is going to shock the world in many respects. But that is why you, those of you, the light workers, warriors, bearers, sharers, that is why you are here. To be able to lessen the shock, you might say, for many. Okay?
Thank you so much. Love you.
And we also.
Yeah. One who serves?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, one who serves. Am I allowed to talk about the visitation you had said in our last previous meeting?
Did not understand your question. Visitation you had in last meeting?
I'm saying, am I allowed to talk about it? Because you had said some of us are already visited. Am I allowed to talk about it or say something about it? Because you said the last, I'm just asking, am I allowed to talk about the visitation you had said the last, on our previous meeting, because you had said some of us are already been visited. I want to say something, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it.
There is nothing.
If yes, I want to say something.
There is nothing that can stop you from sharing if it is something that you feel that is important to share. We would certainly never do that. It is not our place to interfere with those of the group process here, except when specifically we are asked directly, and sometimes then we can share an answer for this. But for the most part, you are on your own here to share what you think would be important to share to others here, if it is important to others to hear. If it is not, then we would suggest to not share it. But that is up to you and to the group as well here. Is the group all right for her to share this she is speaking of?
Sure.
We are hearing some smattering of yeses and sures.
Yes. Okay. Yes, because early this year I have been visited with a lot of angels, include Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and a lot of other angels who came to me and were talking to me. By that time, I really didn't know. As a Muslim, we are very limited to know the angels. Throughout my life, I didn't know them much other than Archangel Michael and Gabriel and two others. So that time, I didn't know them. They tell me their name, they introduced themselves to me, but I didn't know their name other than Archangel Raphael, because he really gave me a message and he really say his name end of the message. So I kept that name, Archangel Michael, who I already know and really connect with him for a long time. And but the other angels, I really didn't know their name, and I had to go back, research after that who they are, what they do. Basically, that's what happened. They did visited me, and I really didn't keep the other names, which is a lot, who came one time and talked to me, giving me some messages. That's what I wanted to share.
Wonderful, and we appreciate your sharing that, because there are many out there that are most likely saying, well, that's wonderful that she was visited. When are we going to get visits? When are we going to have angels here to us and all of this? And we would say to you, many of you have already had angels appear to you. You just have not remembered it, because it may have been in your dream state, may have been in your meditation state, and it was not fully recalled after. So many of you have had these visitations and will have more so of these as well. And some of you are going to begin to have more of a direct visitation, more manifestation, you might say. And it will be beyond question as to whether it is real or not, or part of that, quote, imagination of yours. So, again, be ready for this, because these things are coming. They are definitely coming, and you are all going to be experiencing many different versions of all of this that we have been speaking of. We are not doing this. We are not making these things up and doing this to entertain you. We are not in that business. Well, most of us are not. There is one, you know, that is kind of in the entertainment business. But we are here to do a job, you might say, to be upon our missions. And our mission is to bring you along on your missions. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Wonder Sir. Love you.
Any other questions here? And we are going to release channel. And as we do release channel here, know that as you continue through these processes that you have been involved in for a long time, not only this lifetime, but many, many lifetimes, and many systems that you have come from before this. And as you have heard many times, that you are the system busters. Many of you are. Not all, but many of you are. And this is a time that you are coming forward to, that you will definitely be busting this system wide open. So that when you move on from this, you will be able to again move on to another system and bust that one wide open as well. And when we say bust wide open, we are talking about ending the old paradigm and bringing on the new. Ending the old age and bringing on the new. It is not meant to, in terms of hurting another or anything of this nature. We are never in that process, as well as you are not either. It is all about bringing the old system to a halt and bringing on the new golden age of this earth, as well as what you are, have had in the past and what you are going to continue to have in the future if you choose to volunteer again. And as we have said, many of you will be there to jump back in again and volunteer for the next mission that will be given you. But that is the time ahead. First, there will be much change and shift here in consciousness here. And then when the time is right, when you have moved through this ascension process, you will certainly be ready for some R&R, will you not?
Yes.
Then we release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. We love you.
Love you.